Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The Park County GOP is not happy with the order. The committee has sent a letter to Dr. Aaron Billen urging him to rescind the current mask mandate in Park County on the grounds that such an order is unconstitutional. This follows a similar resolution from the state committee to Governor Mark Gordon that opposes his emergency orders concerning the pandemic. Billen recommended the order earlier this month, and Park County commissioners agreed, putting the mandate in place until December 4th. The county GOP executive committee signed the letter, including Chairman Martin Kimmett, Vice Chair Bob Ferguson, Treasurer Robin Berry, State Committeeman Charles Cloud, State Committee Woman Sherry Johnson, and Secretary Vincent Venetta. Billen responded in a Facebook post saying that there is strong evidence that face masks can help slow the spread of COVID-19. Officials say they hope the mask mandate will help stave off another catastrophic shutdown. When a COVID-19 vaccine does become available, the state of Wyoming and Park County already have plans in place to distribute the medicine. Governor Mark Gordon announced last month that a plan had been submitted to the CDC on how a vaccine would be distributed. According to County Health Officer Dr. Aaron Billen, frontline healthcare workers will be first in line, with persons deemed to be at high risk next. The general public would have access after that group. Officials stress that at this point in time, with no vaccine yet available, all plans are fluid until more information becomes available.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the home convenience store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A Jackson man up early for his job and warming up his vehicle, as many Wyoming residents do, was startled when he heard the car leaving without him. He immediately contacted law enforcement and reported the car stolen, and it wasn't long before Jackson police spotted the Toyota Corolla heading south. They attempted to stop the vehicle, but the driver stepped on the gas and the chase was on. With two police units on his tail, the driver pushed the stolen car up to 100 miles per hour, and the decision to terminate the pursuit was made. Sheriff's deputies and the highway patrol were notified, and the car was spotted again, this time near Alpine Junction. Officials again gave chase, and the suspect again chose not to stop. The pursuit made its way further south until the car crashed into a fence just north of Grover. A 32-year-old Colorado man was taken into custody. He will now face charges in both Lincoln and Teton counties. The Mills couple, charged with second-degree attempted murder of their 12-year-old stepson, among other charges, have had their initial appearance before a judge. Ryan and Sarah Hilliard are accused of causing serious, life-threatening injuries to the boy, as well as aggravated child abuse. Ryan Hilliard is already out of jail, free on a $100,000 bond. Sarah Hilliard's public defender successfully negotiated a reduction in her bond from $150,000 down to $50,000. It was unclear at press time if she had posted that bond yet. The case started on August 6th when Mills police officers were called to the Wyoming Medical Center for a report of suspected child abuse. Sarah Hilliard had brought in her 12-year-old stepson and told hospital staff that he was unresponsive. She said he fell down the stairs. She repeatedly changed her stories in later interviews. The boy was eventually taken to Children's Hospital in Colorado for treatment. During the investigation, authorities learned, sometimes with testimony from two of the Hilliard's other children, that the stepson had been dragged up and down a stairway, that both parents would hit the child with their fists, that Ryan Hilliard would pick up the children by their throats, that his 10-year-old brother was ordered to beat him, and that the parents would withhold food and water from the children. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.